Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your girl, Angel. So, I'm coming back with another podcast, okay? And this podcast is about, would I ever get married again? Would I ever get married again? So, with that question, it can go either way. Yes, if I find someone that I truly do care for and like, and, you know, I trust that person without a doubt to, like, have my back and have my kids back and stuff like that. And we just, you know, we just work. Like, he's my person, I'm his person. Definitely so. You know, no questions asked. Like, soon as he, before he even kneeled down, yes. Like, you know. And then I would like to say no. Because if I don't find that right person, then no, I'm not going to get married. And I'm one of those types where it's like, it's not going to kill me if I don't get married. I never really seen myself, like, I was not the girl that was, you know, such in a rush, like, not necessarily in a rush, but I wasn't one of those ones that dreamed of getting married. I'd never been like that. Never. You know, my parents, I would like to say they have been together since they was in their 20s. My parents are still together after 30-something years, right? And that's growth. That's good. My sister-in-law and my brother, they got married, and they had only been dating for 6 months. And I think they're coming on, don't quote me because I might be lying, but I think they're coming up on 11 years of being married. Maybe 12. I don't know, child. I ain't keeping count. But they've been together for a long ass time is what I'm saying. And my oldest brother as well, too. Him and his wife, they've been together for a very long time. Been married for a very long time as well, too. You know, and what I've noticed in marriages, it's not easy. Marriage is really and truly like a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You just have that title on there. And, you know, it's definitely a lot that comes behind that. Again, I've been married before, even though I was only married for 6 months. Can't say I didn't try. Okay, so I believe I've tried. That is my story, and I am sticking to it. Okay, but we are very much good friends now, okay? It's no bad blood or anything like that. Of course, when going through a divorce, there's a lot of emotion and a lot of, you know, different things that's going on. And it definitely took time for us to get to the place that we are now. And I'm just happy that we are. He's happy. He's in his relationship and blossoming. And I always want the best for whoever I'm with, and I'm not with them anymore. I always wish them the best. You know, it's just, it didn't work out. And that's okay. You know, I would like to say, my homegirl, she told me, we was actually having a conversation last night when we were eating. And we had it twice, as a matter of fact. So that's how I know she's serious. So she is so tired of me. She's like, girl, I'm tired of you. You don't even give these men a chance to even mess up, you know. And you're already like, you're blocking them. You're cutting them off. You're cutting them off. But my thing is, sweetie, my thing is, if you're not talking about nothing, baby, we don't have nothing to talk about. And that's just that on that. Like, what are we talking about? Like, I don't know. I don't want to come to your house to have sex. No, I don't want you to come to my house to have sex. No, I don't want to talk about sex. No, I don't want to do this. No, I don't want to do that. It's like most of these men, I didn't say all, most of you men, they don't know how to date. You know what I'm saying? Because they're just used to these females just opening their legs every freaking time. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, but then what? You know? And then, too, it's like, women got to start telling these men that they sex ain't all that. Because these men be really thinking that they got something going on, baby. And I'm here to tell you, you ain't all that in a bag of chips. You know, so it's like, what else do you have to offer besides that? Because, You know, so that's like a turn off for me as well, too. I'm very open and upfront for the most part. I don't care who likes it. I don't care who doesn't like it. Like, it's what it is. It's 2024. It's time to, like, really get with somebody and stick with somebody. And if you feel like when you meet that other individual and you feel like it could go somewhere, then cool. What I'm saying is, because I know some of y'all was like, what are you talking about? What I'm saying is this. Have a person that you have sex with and you cool with, but y'all have an understanding. And it'll make it easier because when you do meet somebody else, you know, again, make sure that the person that you are, you know, laying down with and kicking it with, you know, make sure that there's no emotion involved. There's no, none of that involved. Because if it is, then it's definitely going to cause friction. But if you have somebody that is like, y'all have an understanding on what it is y'all doing, then it makes it easier for you to go out here and date. Date meaning go on dates, get to know that person. You don't have to just sleep with that person. I mean, that will come, but you don't have to do that right off back. You know, if this is somebody that's consistent, because one thing about it, you're going to know if somebody's into you or not. I don't give a damn what anybody say. I have, listen, ain't nobody that damn busy. Sorry. Listen to me. I've had two jobs. And I still make time. And, like, I have kids. So, I made time for them. I also made time for myself. Let me roll this one up back down because it's hot. Yeah, and I made time for myself. So, you're not about to tell me you were too busy to text back or you're too busy to call. Really, I'm the type of person where I like to talk on the phone. Now, baby, we don't have to sit on the phone for hours. Like, I don't want to do that, you know, but I want to just hear your voice. You know, I want to know exactly how your day was because I want to know that your day was actually good. I could hear it in your voice if your day was really good or not. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to know that and confirm that your day was really good. And then if it wasn't, what can I do to make it better? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be sex involved. My God. You know, but if that's the person that, you know, if you decide to take it to that level, you know what I'm saying, and that's what y'all doing, then it's like, cool, but don't be so quick to just give yourself away or whatever. Especially in these times anyway, like, people out here are dangerous. So you gotta really respect yourself and know, like, it's okay to wear condoms, y'all. Like, it is okay. It is not going to kill you to put a condom on. So it's like, you gotta also watch that part as well, too. Because, you know, a lot of people out here don't go to the doctor. They don't get checked. They just assume, you know, you're good, so they good. And that's not how it goes all the time. Just doesn't work that way. Getting married for me is something that I definitely take serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man, he's gonna be treated like a king. That's never gonna change because it'll only change if you allow it to change. Because, and what I mean by that is, I know people switch up different days, but that's why you date and stuff first. That's why you get to know that person first. Know when he's upset. Know when he's happy. Know when, you know, he's confused. Know when, whatever it may be, you study. I think a lot of people go wrong because they don't study the person that they're with. Study the person that you're with. Study them. You know what I mean? And really get a chance to, like, you know, make up, like, you know how we daydream and stuff? Like, you know, put in your mind and just see, like, you know, would this work out? Like, how would this work? Like, try to picture yourself. That's what I meant. Try to picture yourself with that individual. And if it works out, You know, like, if it seems like it's working in this vision that you have, then cool. But just also understand that just because you're envisioning this doesn't mean that this is going to come to light. You know, it doesn't mean that it's real. Because everybody changes. Everybody has a past. Everybody's different. Everybody grew up different. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, when we first start talking to someone, you know, they're going to try to give their best, you know? And then after a while, they start being who they really are. Well, you may not like who they really are. And then me, I'm very old school. Like, I have an old soul. So when I say I'm very old school, that means I'm very traditional when it comes to, like, I'm not like how the new age women are out here. And it's like no shade to the women out here, but I don't like women. Let me say that for the people in the back. I do not like women, which means there's no threesomes going on over here. I've never done a threesome. Never thought about doing a threesome. Do I think that females are gorgeous? Yeah, like, you know, she's very beautiful. But that don't turn me on. You know, if I'm with my man, that I'm with my man, and that's what it is. So, baby, he need to get all them threesomes out for while he's single. You know what I'm saying? Because other than that, like, in our bedroom, baby, we could do all that freaky, all that nasty, all that. I'm a certified freak, y'all. But let me tell you, want to know what's so crazy? Only one person have seen that side of me. And I'm 34. One person have actually seen that side of me, because I'm just like, you know, I want to be comfortable. Let me be comfortable. And then a lot of things that I be wanting to try, these men, they don't be wanting to try. You know what I'm saying? Let me not say these men, because, whoa, my exes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to make love. They just want to make love, like, and they just want to, you know, the regular smuggler. And it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it don't have to be always, you know, doing the extra or whatever like that. But, like, you got to be able to match my sex drive. You got to be able to match my freakiness. You can even go beyond my freaky side. Like, not too much, though, because don't scare me. But, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's just be like, you know, stuff that I be wanting to try. And, you know, we try or whatever the case may be. Like, yeah. Like, you know. Yeah. But I want to say, yeah, it's only one person that's actually gotten like that very, very freaky side out of me. So, it's like, I don't know. Like, my husband, yeah, he gotta match that energy, baby. All that. Before I even marry him anyway, all that is going to already be confirmed or whatever. It's not going to be anything that that's not going to be, like, nothing's going to be left on the table. Everything is going to be put on the table, what we like, what we don't like, and all this stuff. And then for me, like, I would say, you know, I study the people that I'm, oh, Lord, what the heck? I'm dropping the pen, y'all. Where did it go? I studied the people that I'm with. It's gone. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I studied the people that I'm with. You know, I don't try to, if you don't study the person that you're with, man, listen, your relationship is not going absolutely nowhere. You want to study the person you're with because you want to satisfy that person. You know what I'm saying? You know those little quotes where they be like, you know, like, be his piece or be her piece or whatever the case may be. Then it's like, yeah, you know, be her piece, be his piece. And that comes with actually studying a person and getting to know that person. Like, you know, if y'all know certain things tick y'all man off, like, why do it? Same thing for fellas. And when I say this, I'm only saying this because this is what I would do for a man. But fellas, you should also do this for your woman as well, too. Like me, like I said, I'm very submissive to my king or whoever my king is going to be. Like I said, in my last relationship, I was very submissive. I love for a man to take lead. I don't mind taking lead. I feel like in my other relationships, I took lead, baby, okay, all the time. Like, I was lead queen. And it's like, I want a man to, I want to feel safe. Not that I didn't feel safe with them, but it's like, I want to feel safe. I want to feel small. I want to feel like the woman. I want the feminine side to come out, you know. And just in my other relationships, I was always like, I wasn't as feminine. I was just always like, you know, kind of rough around the edges. But like in my last relationship, he made me feel like that. And so, you know, good luck for who gonna be with him, because that's what he told me. Okay, that's what he's looking for. He's like, you set the bar for these women, like they gotta come with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, no, I definitely do understand that. And so, for me, I just like to please my man. Like I was actually just, it's so crazy because I'm actually like putting things in my head. Like now, like you know, if I get a man, like certain things that I want to do, something different that I didn't do with my ex, but. I mean, for the most part, stuff will be still the same, like, you know, cooking and cleaning or whatever like that. So, like, especially if my man is working all the time, like, yeah, I work as well, too. But, like, for me, cleaning is like workout. Do I always feel like I be wanting to clean most times? It really depends on my mood. But for the most part, I do enjoy cleaning or whatever. So, it's like he never has to worry about that. But, like, have y'all ever thought about doing, like, a... I want to say like a them day, like a man day, like have him or her or your women day, whatever you have, bay day, whatever you want to call it. I call mine my king day. So I'll have him pick like his favorite number and whatever number that falls in. So say for instance, if his favorite number is the number 12, then guess what? On the 12th of every month, it's going to be a special day for him, like, and it's going to be like clockwork, like, but he'll never know exactly what I'm going to do, because I'm going to always have something set up different, you know. Ooh, let me get out, baby, it's 2:00. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to come back, because I'm about to get to go my break. I mean, I'm getting ready to come off my break, but I'm going to tell y'all what I'm talking about. I be trying to put y'all up on game. You know, to keep it nice in the bedroom, to keep everything good in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Not even just in the bedroom, but to keep it nice in your relationship, because you don't want to keep doing the same shit or not doing nothing at all. But I'm going to put y'all up on game. I'll be back. Hey, what's up, y'all? So I'm back. I am finally off of work. But I kind of forgot what I was talking about. I ain't even gonna lie, because that was like at 2:00 when I got off. Dang, got out of traffic. And it's 6:00 now. But just long story short, I would love to get married again. It just has to be with the right person. My person. You know, I know that nobody is. All right, girl, hit my car. I know that nobody is perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm very fully aware that I'm not perfect as well. But, like, I'm not a headache. I'm not a person that nag you. I'm not, you know, I'm a lover more than anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman that's going to actually be there that don't, you know, come to her man with her hand out. Like, I want to have my own, too. I want to be able to be in my bag as well, too. We both can be in our bags together and, you know, support our family and do what, you know, it, you know, like, just, like, do shit, you know, like, traveling, all that good stuff. Like, that's what I'm on. I'm not on the crazy stuff, you know. Like I said before, or did I say it? I can't remember, but, you know, most of these females make it hard for women like us because... Especially, like, if we genuinely care about a dude and, you know, willing to... Let me cut this heat on, because, baby, it's kind of cold. Like, we genuinely care about a dude. You know, we not really on that what you can do for me type thing. You know, I am not a gold digger, y'all. I am not. I'm so far beyond it. Like, I was telling this guy. And I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to say it again. Like,
I told him there's not an ex that I can't get back. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that on it. Like, I stand on that. And it's so crazy because, you know, I had a guy one time and he was like, oh, you know, well, your relationship didn't work out, so it was you. Because, like, none of your relationships worked out. No. Clearly it wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? I give people, I believe in chances, depending on the situation. I mean, because let's be real. Like, we all are grown, right? So, like, at the end of the day, we know exactly what it is we're doing. Like, I'm not going to tolerate no bullshit at the end of the day. So, or, like, somebody being selfish and it's just always been about them. Or a guy feeling like they can't compromise. You know, we've dealt with all type of stuff. And, you know, you try to, like, give people the benefit of the doubt. My relationships didn't work simply because we were just, nobody wanted to be in. I feel like I was doing a lot of things. And I got tired of being there. Look at this son of a gun. Like, what? Because is it that serious? Like, who y'all running from? Listen, y'all, I did a podcast about traffic and how people be driving crazy. Apple did not let me post it, but Spotify did. And I don't even think I was really talking crazy like that. But they didn't let me post it. Like, it posted, but, like, you couldn't hear nothing. It was nothing on there. So I guess they ain't like it. But, like, these people really can't drive out here. Like, it's really crazy. It's kind of like they dare you to hit them. But the crazy thing is, like, if I would have hit them, it would have been their fault. So dumb. Anyway, but back to what I was saying. Like, you know, my relationships didn't work simply because they had things going on. You know, and again, I ain't putting nobody out there. But they clearly had things going on. Okay? And some admitted, some didn't. You know, it's just what it is. You know what I mean? And, you know, again, like I say, I always wish people, you know, well. And there's people out there that can deal with, you know, the type of person that they is. Just, you're not my person. So, until you're my person, then, you know, I'll sit down somewhere. But until then, I'm going to chill. And if my person decides to come along, then that's what it is. Keep in mind, like, I'm not, like, about to fall on the floor because I've talked to a lot of females where, you know, they want relationships. I mean, my homegirl, she want a relationship, you know, like, really bad. And I just be telling her, like, girl, relax. Like, you know, and I get it. She's been single for so long, so now she really wants to be in a relationship or whatever, but just relax. You know what I'm saying? Relax. It's all these men out here, like, despite what they say on the internet, despite how the world may, you know, make men seem, you know, there are some good ones out here. Because just like us women are talking about the men are talking about the women as well. Like, you know, where are the good women? Is there any good women? You know, so there are still good women out there. I haven't changed who I am. I'm still very much me. Very much catered to my man. You know, the good girl. I'm spicy too, though. You know, I'm not trying to make it seem like I said. I mean, I'm not perfect either. But, like, I'm a little spicy too. You know, depending on the situation or whatever. Like, I can have a smart mouth sometimes, but it's not gonna be like it's not gonna. I mean, it could piss you off. And then it came. Like, I'm not finna just let no man talk me any kind of way. That makes sense. So, you think you just finna say what you wanna say. And I'm about to let it slide. That's not what's finna happen because, you know, what you don't wanna be like, you know, you want to respect your man. But they gotta also have respect for you, too. And I'm real big on respect. Like, I'm not gonna call you out your name. I'm not gonna, you know, like, disrespect you in front of your friends, your family. Like, I'm not even gonna disrespect you in your face. But the minute you feel like you about to do that to me, like you feel like you about to do that to me, number one, I'm about to go ahead and block you anyway. But before I do, just know I'm going to hit it where it hurt. And that's the thing, too. Like, my mouth can be a weapon by itself. You know what I'm saying? So I try not to allow nobody to push me there. Have I been pushed to that limit before? Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to share with you guys, like, my flaws, but I don't want to be that type of person. You know what I'm saying? That, damn, I feel like something in my eye. That I always feel like, you know, I gotta act an ass or show my ass all the time. Like, no, I am sweet as can be. But when you start rubbing me the wrong way, then we gotta start making some changes, because I'm just not about to put up with anything. And that's just what it is at the end of the day. Like, don't call me your queen and then treat me like something else. Like, that's not what we're doing. Because if I call you my king, I'm gonna treat you like a king, even if we agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna do anything that's gonna embarrass you out here in these streets. I'm not going to have you out here looking dumb, and I expect the same thing. You know, like, I don't believe in trying to keep somebody from going out with their homeboys, or, you know, traveling with their homeboys. Like, do what you do. You know what I mean? Enjoy yourself. Like, I'm not even gonna be blowing your phone up. I may not even call you. Just being honest. You know, because sometimes I want to be able to miss you. I want you to, you know, go out and enjoy yourself or whatever without feeling like, oh, you know, let me goddamn check in. Let me, you know, naturally, you should do that. But at the same time, I mean, you know, it just really depends on your relationship with the person that you're with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not there with you, so you can tell them all day long, like, I'm good, I'm chilling, and can have other things going on. But that's why I always say, too, like, it's good to build a relationship with that person before, build a relationship with that person before you just jump the gun and say, hey, you know, let's be boyfriend, girlfriend. I mean, because let's be serious. Like, if I don't know anything about you, like, I don't know how you are when you get mad, you know, and you just flip the script and start acting crazy. I can't be mad at nobody but myself, because, you know, I didn't allow myself to, get, you know, like, what am I trying to say, y'all? Like, I didn't give myself enough time to actually get to know who you were. So, I don't have nobody to blame but myself, because I jumped so fast. You know, sometimes we meet these people and we're in La La Land, you know, we think we're in love and all this kind of other stuff. And then most times you probably are in love. You know what I'm saying? With the person that they are at the moment. But, you know, you want to get to know who that person is all the way around the board. You want to know how they, like, what makes them mad. Like I said earlier, what makes them mad? What makes them happy? Just, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Study the person that you are with. Understand the person that you are with. You know, if this is the person that you plan to be with, or one day this is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, like, yeah, do your homework. There's nothing wrong with that. But anyways, y'all know I like to go down the rabbit hole and just talk about other things other than what my topic is about. But again, you guys, yes, I would love to get marry again to the right person. I'm not doing that whole get married 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Like, no, I don't have time for that. So for me, I really definitely feel like if I got married this next time, that's definitely going to be my person. Like, I'm going to make sure, like, that is my person. I want to know the ins and outs. I want to know what I'm getting myself into. I want him to know what he's getting himself into. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a blended family and all that stuff. And I think I also left this out too. Like, I meet guys that don't have kids, and I meet guys that want more kids, and that don't work out for me at all, because I'm not having a damn thing. And I'm going to say it again. I'm not having a damn thing. Babe, we can buy some fish, goldfish. Baby, we can buy... You can buy me a poodle. We can name it Max. However you want to do it. But Angel? Pregnant? Ha! Man, baby, let me tell you something. Me and God already had that conversation. First of all, I got the surgery. My tooth are tied and burned. Baby, ain't nothing coming up out of him. nothing. And if I am bloated, it's because it's gas, whatever I ate, be that work it out, whatever the case may be. No babies are coming here making it again. I already had that conversation with God, and it's not happening. As long as I'm walking around on this earth, it's not happening. So, it's, this is road. That's not my time. So this is like a conversation that I definitely like to have when I first meet a person. So let them know, like, you know, Angel not having no kids, baby. So hope you done. Because if you're not done, then this is not the roller coaster ride you need to be jumping on. Because, baby, we traveling, we doing things. Our kids are already getting older. Like, you know, my youngest is 5. You know, she keeps me young. You know, my son keeps me feeling old. Because, like, you know, I had him the same year that I graduated high school. And it's like, stop growing. Nah, I want him to keep growing, though. Because it also makes me feel good as well, too. Like, you know, wow, like, it's been 15 years since I graduated high school. So that's how we're able to, like, keep up. And I say we because one of my classmates be like, yeah, I can keep up with, you know, how long it's been since we graduated because I keep up with your son's age. I'm like, yeah, you know. Going on 16 years this year. Oh, Lord. I feel so young. Y'all thought I was about to say old, but nope. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I talk about love all the time, so I'm sure you guys already kind of guess, like, I would definitely like to be married again. Even though I'm not in a relationship, it's just what it is. So, yeah. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day.